This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going to happen tonight with Georgia Tech, Mike? Georgia Tech, rambling wreck. They got a big game against NC State. The Wolfpack in town, 5-5, 2-4 in conference, but Tech is already at six wins bowl eligible, even though NC State is not. And I said to you earlier, this is their motivation. Game's on ESPN, by the way, 7:30 tonight. And Tech's favorite in this game.
Yes, by 8. Chris, we got 8.5 or 9.
You're going to get it?
Well, for those who don't follow our pick segment, every year we joke around that if anyone ever gets 10 games below 500, they're out. And I don't think it's ever happened since we've gone to that format. I suggested it because, again, why would you? I always get a kick at it, no matter what the show is, whether it's Andy Randy or Steakhouse. You know, and you're like, let's look at our rankings. The Knish is 1-8. Well, why am I going to, you know, listen to it? You know, so if I get, and look, we've had good years. I've won it. You've won it.
Yeah.
Chris Thomas Turtle has won it as far as being the best winning percentage. But this is a year where, yeah, I mean, if I owned a funeral parlor, nobody would die, to paraphrase my dad and Gordon Gekko. He used that line in Wall Street.
No,
but it's just
Minus 9.
Yeah, minus. Oh, see, by the way, I looked it up. Wolfpack is 2-8 against the spread.
Wait a minute. It went up?
Yeah, it's 8
minus
and a half,
9, yeah. And it's 51.5 is the over-under.
Yeah, they're 2-8 against the number.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. I mean, I could see Tech winning but not covering the 9.
That's good.
In my head, like in my mind's eye, that's what I would see. But again, my mind's eye has got pink eye based on my picks this year. So,
yeah. You
know, it's been bad. But anyway, getting back to your initial question, this is a game you don't want to trip up because there's so much good juice now after the Miami win, being bowl eligible. And now the difference is, do you want to go to a bowl where you step out of a dugout? Do you want to go to a bowl where you're on the same side of the field? Or do you want to go to a bowl game where it's close to like New Year's in Florida? This is important to win this game. You feel me?
I do feel you.
Georgia Tech, by the way, guys, has been, over their last four games, Jekyll and Hyde syndrome to the extreme.
Yes, they have.
They've scored 41, 13, 6, and 28. So it's feast or famine.
Yeah, well, some of that was having to do with Hines Ward being out.
Hines King.
Why do I say Hines Ward? Well, we just talked about it yesterday for the college football.
Yes.
I do have a reasonable excuse for that malaprop. But no, going back to the Notre Dame game, the Virginia Tech game, not having the best quarterback play, that part of the league's excuse. The Louisville game, I still thought there were chances to win that game too.
Yeah.
And the one that, to me, was the most frustrating is Syracuse, although in that one, if you didn't see it, Syracuse's quarterback was just McCord, was just making plays all over the field. But getting back to tonight, it's, in all seriousness, this is the difference between the good bowl game and the crap bowl game. Now, everybody's happy to go back-to-back bowl games for Brent Keenan. He's been head coach full-time for 2 years. But this one would be big. And again, don't drop off against an NC State team you should be better than.
I think this is about running the football, and that's where they've had their most success. They did it against Miami. They had no answers. Miami has a better defense than the Wolfpack. And Jamal Haynes has close to 700 yards and 9 touchdowns. That's where this is tonight. And if you do that with Haynes King, he was the difference in the upset against Miami, right? He was limited as a passer, but after missing 2 games, you know, he came back and, you know, he ran, I mean, what did he run for? 93 yards and passed for a touchdown against Miami. To me, that's where this is for Georgia Tech tonight. Mm-hmm. That's how you get to 7 wins, Mike. And then, listen, the 8th possible win is Georgia.
And I mean, it's not an impossibility.
It's not. And I know a lot of people just expect that that's going to be, oh, Georgia's going to handle business. I think this is a tougher game than you give Georgia Tech or credit for. And when Kirby gets there after this UMass game, I guarantee you he's going to be telling his kids that. because you cannot go sleeping into this weekend, into the Thanksgiving Day game or you know the day after, Mike, and think that Georgia Tech's just going to lay down. That they are going to show up, and if it's close, you don't want to be in a close game. I think that's a dangerous situation. So I'm just saying they could win tonight, get their seventh win, but by no stretch of the imagination am I not saying that Georgia Tech is done. They could pick up an eighth win against Georgia, even though most of you are like, oh, it's not going to happen.
Right. And in case you're wondering, guys, they are the sixth team, the sixth best team based on record and conference record as far as the tie-ins for where their bowl visit would be.
Yep.
So that's just something to think about. I mean, no disrespect to the Pinstripe Bowl and playing at Yankee Stadium, but I'd prefer to be, you know, in the Gator Bowl if I could.
For sure. Yeah, I agree. 404-726-0929 if you want to chime in on that. Mike and I had a great conversation earlier in the show with Garth Lagerwey. And as I said, if you want to go see the transcript, Turtle has retweeted that. It's Dukes and Bell 929. And basically what Mike asked him about, you know, hiring Rob Valentino. For those who don't follow, Valentino's the interim manager. Atlanta United has exceeded expectations. They play Orlando Sunday right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. We got a bunch of coverage leading up to the kick. But they've yet to say, yes, this is our guy. And so with that, we asked him a couple of things and saying, what doesn't he do that you feel like he needs to do? And he said, no, he's qualified, but his experience is going to come into play when we're talking to other people around the world.
Right. And I said it to him, and I wasn't trying to be a Weisenheimer, but it's true. I mean, if you could get the wins without having to spend $10 million on a head coach, do it, right?
That's right.
The other thing is, and this is something that Garth Lagerwey brought up himself, when I asked him about, you know, just giving him the job, he says, look, there is a precedent with him. Brian Schmetzer was an interim coach for his Sounders when he was the honcho over there, and he won and went on a run, and they made him the head coach. And just, you know, beating Messi and Inter, you know, just making the playoffs when you had less than 10% chance, and now if you could beat Orlando, I mean, it's impressive. Real quick, sidebar, talking a little soccer for just a second, Lionel Messi's teammate, Julian Gressel, remember him?
Of course.
Our old pal from Atlanta United, he said that Messi was really kind of getting, sounded like a little ticked off at Tata this year with Inter Miami and not liking playing for ties. Apparently goes, it's demanding, quote, in the locker room, you're talking about a player that with the most wins in the history of the game. He's on a podcast and he was basically saying, it's called the Major League Journeyman Podcast. It's kind of funny. And basically Messi was saying it's unacceptable to get a tie. And he said, at one point, Martino tried to step in and calm Messi down, telling him, it's okay to draw sometimes. We just can't win everything. And Messi goes, no! Because he came in, he didn't come here to monkey around, came here to win. So Messi's got to be apoplectic. They lost to Atlanta United in a best of three, which Apple chose to make it a best of three to put Messi on TV three times, as we talked about earlier in the week.
Yeah, if that was the riff, obviously, here's the crazy thing. Messi's at the tail end of his career. I'm a little bit surprised, but he still has that kind of pull. Obviously, he's the draw. And if that was the riff in which allowed Tata to say, I'm stepping away for personal reasons,
right,
so be it. That's what went down. I just think, Mike, when you fail in these big moments and they've given you everything to be successful, somebody's got to pay the price. Messi wasn't going to pay the price.
Nope.
So
yeah, so Tata and a couple guys hit us up saying, hey, what about bringing Tata back? I think, like Tom Wolfe said, Thomas Wolfe, you just can never go home again, Carl. I don't think that works. I don't think you do that.
Yeah.
I want Valentino, man.
I do, too. We'll see if he gets the job. But, again, he will make it easier. And Garth Lagerwey said this much. Go win this thing. Like, it's easy for us to sit here at the table and say, well, you know, we still go win it, and you have no excuses. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to here coming up on the show as we've been having a lot of fun today on this Thursday. Tomorrow, as we mentioned, we're going to be at Twin Peaks Buckhead, so we're inviting you to come on out. But as Chris said, show's done a little bit early tomorrow because we got big-time high school football playoff games going on. And so Sam and Coach are going to have all of that for you as we get ready for a big weekend.